Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me,
around for me,
around for me,
it's turning around.
I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
If I stand strong and believe.
There's no reason to doubt.
I know he's working it out.
And it's turning around. The good news. It won't always be like this.
Oh God.
The Lord will perfect that concerning me. And sooner or later, turn in my favor.
Sister Renita to open us up with prayer this morning. Sister Renita.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing?
So blessed be the Lord.
All right. Everybody, heads bowed. Come to God with a repentant heart. Dear Father, we come to you today as humbly as we know how. Give your name all the honor and the glory and the praise, Lord. Binding up any spirits of torment, of confusion, of disillusionment, or anything that would try to interfere with your work, Father, in the name of Jesus. We give your name the honor, the glory, and the praise, God. God, we thank you for today, Father. We thank you for life, health, and strength, Father. We thank you for everything you've done and everything you're doing in our life, God. We give your name honor. We give your name glory. We thank you, God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. As we go through our day, Father, today, help us to be mindful of you. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, God. Help us to be strong in what we're supposed to do, Lord Father. Let us know and receive whatever you have for us today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Sometimes as we walk this walk, Lord, the struggles get hard, but we know that you are there with us, Father. We know that we can always lean on your everlasting arms and lay in your joy and lay in your peace. Today, God, I want to pray for our president. I want to pray for the wars that are going on. I want to send a prayer for the children at the border. Lord, Father, put your arms around them. Guide our president, Father, so that he make the right decisions concerning your people. The children at the border, Lord, help give them refuge and help give them a home because they are children. They are children. They are children. They are children, Lord Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father. I want to pray for everybody that's on the line this morning, Lord Father. I don't know what each and every one of us need, Father. I know what I stand in the need of today, Lord. I stand in the need of some more prayer, but I want you to reach out to everybody, Father, and give them a fresh anointing. Fill them anew today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. That's my prayer. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Lord, we just thank you and praise you, and we lift you up and we magnify you. We thank you this morning for Sister Renita coming on, and we're so glad she's bringing on a friend to pray to with us or hear the prayer that go before. Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity. We don't take it lightly. You could choose anybody, Lord Jesus, but you allowed us to come on. Hallelujah for early Sunday morning prayer. And come forth, Lord, with a word, a prayer request for not only us, but the corporate prayer request. This is what
Amen.
You have it to be on Sunday, a corporate prayer request where we all can come together. You hear all of our voices. Hallelujah. We want to let you know that we're up early this morning, seeking your face. Hallelujah. Calling out to you that you may hear our voice, Lord Jesus, and that you may lead and you may guide us into the way that we should go. We thank you. We praise you for keeping us all week long. Lord Jesus, we thank you for allowing us to see another week. Hallelujah. That's established, Lord Jesus, on this Block Talk Radio. As Sister Renita said, if I said or done anything, I have to get this in, Lord Jesus. Forgive me. I repent because we don't want our prayers to be hindered. Hallelujah. We want you to say, there's your children down there crying out to you. Hallelujah for what we stand in need of. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, because we don't want it to be hindered. We want it to go forth, and we want to hear an answer from you. We want to touch. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus, if my heart is not right, Lord, fix it. Hallelujah, because it's all about your heart. holiness, righteousness, hallelujah, loving you with all our heart, mind, and soul, hallelujah, and doing your perfect will in our life through your holy words that you have laid on these 66 books of the Bible and have instructed us how to walk, how to live, how to call out and call your name, Lord Jesus, how to pray. You said it's a commandment from you that we, that men always should pray and not faint. Hallelujah, Lord, keep it in our heart. Stir us up the more. Hallelujah, teaching God us as you left your Holy Ghost here, Lord Jesus, to guide us and teach us in the way that you would have us to go. Hallelujah, you left it here, Lord Jesus, so that we can call on you. Hallelujah, because you said you're in heaven above. Hallelujah, and we on the earth beneath. Hallelujah, and you send your rhema word to us. Hallelujah, you just ask us to live right, to be right, to love our brothers and sisters. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and to treat each and every one right, but especially treat the household of Jesus Christ the right way. Lord, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah, we had 10,000 tongues. We couldn't praise you enough. Hallelujah, we know that without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we would fail. Without you, we would be like a ship without a sail. Lord Jesus, this morning we lift up the bereaved families to you all over the world. We know of Michael, Prophet Michael Lewis, his daughter, Tracy Self, and went on to be with you. You said when you're absent from the body, hallelujah, that your presence with you. Hallelujah, and she made her peace and elect and sure. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, and we ask you to comfort him, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch him, Lord Jesus. Give him the strength to go on, Lord, as they prepare to have the funeralize her, Lord Jesus. We thank you that he had the greatest opportunity. The greatest opportunity that you allowed him to go and meet his daughter. He wasn't with all them years. But, Lord Jesus, you're a God of mercy. You're a God of grace. You allowed them to come back together for 3 or 4 weeks, hallelujah, that she could go and fellowship with him at his church before she left this earth. Lord, what a wonder, mighty God you are. Hallelujah, you care about us. You got everything under control. Hallelujah, you just said, seek you with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you. And you said you shall direct your path. And Mike and Prophet Lewis have been out there teaching and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, your word, and drawing men and women unto you. You said if you be lifted up from the earth, you would draw all men unto you, Lord. And we thank you for that opportunity you gave. You the merciful, kind, giving God. You know everything about us. You know our DNA. Hallelujah. You know the parents that we were born in. You said you gave us gifts when we were in our mother's womb, just like you told Jeremiah. Hallelujah. And we thank you today. We thank you for all the men, the godly men and women that have been on this broadcast that brought the anointed, powerful word to your people, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for it. Lord, if we have done anything wrong, you sent your word. You say you love us, but get it right. Hallelujah. Repent and get it right. Check your own self out before you can go forth with you. Hallelujah, because you strive. You send encouragement to the men and women of God, the mighty women of God that you have sent on this broadcast. Oh, my heart of envy was burning up when all the different ones that come on this broadcast to bring the word of life to your people with the anointing and the power from the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah, we thank you for the speakers and the listeners, hallelujah, that come on this broadcast, Lord Jesus. You send them on. It's something about you, how you lead and guide your people. Not us, but you lead and guide your people. Because with this Block Talk Radio, some of them we will haven't seen so far. And you have allowed us to be on this broadcast for 2 years and 8 months. Hallelujah, spreading the gospel all over this nation and all over the the world. Hallelujah, and we thank you, Lord Jesus, because you have not let any of your words drop in vain. They have not went to the ground. They have came, and you have sent it, and it has established what you set it out to do. I know in my own life, I thank you, Lord Jesus, because sometimes you can get discouraged. Sometimes you can get like, oh, I want to give it up. Hallelujah, sometimes things don't happen. Sometimes in your home, your children act up. Your marriage may act up if you're married. You feel lonely by yourself or depressed. But, Lord, you always send a rhema word, hallelujah, to touch us and say, you got it. Hallelujah, that you will do the work. Just leave it and pray. Get up and pray and fast and seek my face, and I will turn everything around for you. Like this song said that this morning, it was so appropriate. Turn it around for us. Hallelujah, each and every one of us, Lord Jesus. If we don't have it as right as we should, you say, just repent and come back, and I will take care of you. You're just in the family. You're in the royal family of baptized believers in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, and we thank you for it, Lord Jesus. You just ask us to repent and get it right. Get it right by your word, holy word. Get it right, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, and walk thereby in that you may lead and you may guide us. And you may deliver us, Lord Jesus, with the things that we know not of, but you know, the Holy Ghost know the things of the heart. Hallelujah, and the things that you want us to get rid of, Lord, and to understand and walk thereby in. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. We pray for our founder and host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Hallelujah. All you sent us, and you said go all the way to New Orleans, and she's there. She's at church this morning. You know, sometimes she has the opportunity to come on, but Lord, we ask you to bless her. Hallelujah, to let her not be weary, to let her not be fearful. Hallelujah, to know that if you gave her the vision, you will give her the provision. Hallelujah, and it's all in your hands. All you ask her to do is do your will and listen to you and bring forth the commandments that you have asked us to do on this broadcast. And we thank you. We pray for a mother. Hallelujah. Sister Barbara. Hallelujah. We pray for all of her siblings. We pray for her sister, Danielle, that's incarcerated. We know that you're going to open up them gates and bring her out soon, Lord. She's been there 21 years, Lord Jesus. And you say, Lord, this year she's coming out. Hallelujah. That's why you release Evangelist Bernard to go and give her peace and going forth back to her hometown. Lord, we ask you to bless her son that's in Angola, Jamal. Hallelujah, Lord, to change them around. Open them gates for him too, Lord, the prison doors. Each and every one that's there, Lord, that's been there and it hasn't been fair. Hallelujah, or they haven't done what they said and done. They've been in there. Hallelujah, and Lord, it wasn't correct the way they sent it. Lord, open the doors and bring them out. Touch our president heart. Hallelujah, because a lot of them are there in the federal prison where he have to sign the approval for him to come out, Lord. Touch his heart. Let him bring more and more out of them into the jail houses, Lord Jesus, that they may go forth and say, what must I do to be saved? And then you have a witness right there for him. Hallelujah. We thank you for it, Lord Jesus. We ask you to bless the president's family, Lord, Michelle, his wife, and his children, and his mother-in-law, Lord, and all of his siblings, Lord, to lead and guide him with these wars and rumors of wars all over that's raging. And in Israel, you say, pray for the peace of Israel, Lord Jesus, Jerusalem. And, Lord, this is what we're doing. We're praying for the peace because we know your hand is in it. And when your hand is in it, Lord Jesus, we know that it shall come to pass and it shall stop. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, and we pray for the Congress, hallelujah, that their minds will be turned around and that they will do your people the right way, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for the governors here. We pray for the senators. We pray for each and every one that has the access to help the people that's lost their disability. Help the people, Lord Jesus, that can't find work. Help the people, if they do find work, Jesus, to add the income more higher, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. We ask you to bless the church services, Lord, as your people go into their prayer services today. Hallelujah. That you would touch the pastors and anoint them builders, Lord Jesus, where they, when they go in one way, they won't come back out the same way they went, that they will be delivered, set free, and you will put them in your family. Hallelujah. Baptized believers, filled all in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. You say you call on you and you will answer, and you will show us great and mighty things that we know not of. Hallelujah. We pray for all of the listeners that come on this broadcast, Lord. It's like family. Evangelist Bernard can sit them family. And you said she loves them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we ask you to bless them, Lord, their children, their grandchildren, if they're married. Mend their marriages back together, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the man be the house man of the house. You said the man is over the wife, and you're over the man, and the wife is under him. She's supposed to protect her and guide and direct her. Give spiritual knowledge and beings to the husband, Lord. If they have came off on one track, Lord, put them back on. All you say, I keep saying, all you have to do is repent and get it right, because they're supposed to be the head of the household, Lord Jesus. We ask you to bless each and every one's children that's grown, Lord Jesus, that not finding employment, that have been away with child. You said all souls belong to you. Hallelujah. All you ask us to do is repent and get back right with you. And we thank you for this opportunity. Hallelujah. We praise you and we magnify your holy name. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough. Hallelujah. And we just thank you and praise you for it. And then now we're going to go to our founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, Evangelist.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Sister Ruby. Lord, we just thank you this morning, God, for another wonderful opportunity to come before your people, Lord God, and give you praise and give you thanks. God, we thank you for the host of this broadcast on this morning, Sister Ruby. Larry, we're asking you to continue to strengthen her, Lord God. Keep her, God. Encourage her heart, God. Oh, God, deal with it like nobody can but you, God. You know the needs, God. You know the desires, God. You know the petitions that she has set before you. And, Lord God, we're asking you to grant them according to your riches and your glory in Jesus' mighty name. Now, God, we're asking you, Lord God, to remember us as a whole. Remember your people, Lord God. We're asking you to touch hearts all over the land, God. We're asking you to saturate our hearts, God. We're asking you to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, God. Oh, God, and we're asking you for every listener that may be listening now and those that may be able to go back in the archives a little bit later, God. We're asking you, Lord God, to let them hear a word, God, that would encourage their hearts, to let them know that you haven't forgotten them, God. Somebody this morning don't know you in the pardon of their sins. Somebody this morning don't know that you're a keeper. Somebody this morning don't know that you're a provider. Somebody don't know that you're a way maker. Somebody don't know that you're a heart fixer and you're a mind regulator. Oh, God, but we're asking you this morning to remember the afflicted this morning. Remember those that are sick, Lord God. Let them, hallelujah, pronounce, God, life over their lives. Let them walk in faith to know that they can be, hallelujah, what you have declared them to be. Let them know, God, that sickness is not of you, God, that you are a healer, God. And if they call on you, God, you will come in and you will heal their bodies. You will touch their bodies, God. You will renew their minds, God, in the name of Jesus. As she prayed for the bereaved, we're asking you to remember Michael Lewis's family and the Self family this morning and all those that have lost loved ones on today, God. Oh, God, we lift up your leaders all over the nation today, God, even in those that are in the houses of worship today, God, that have come, God, to hear a word from you, a word that would enlighten them, a word that would encourage them, a word that would uplift their spirits, Lord God. For we know that you are the lifter of our souls, God. Oh, God, we're asking you, Lord God, to lift up the hung down head this morning. Those that are homeless this morning, go and visit them this morning. Visit them, God, as they're sleeping on the pavement. pavement, under the bridge, God, in shelters all over this nation, Lord God. Give them peace, Lord God. Peace that surpasses all understanding. Oh, God, help them to know, God, that you didn't give them the spirit of fear, God, but you gave them this power, that you gave them the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind, God. Oh, God, we ask you to bless the Blake family this morning. Remember Mother Blake's, God. Continue to anoint her, God. Oh, continue to keep her with eyes to see and ears to hear, God. Remember Pastor R.C. Blake's and Samuel Blake's this morning, God. Remember Bishop Singleton, Lord God. Bishop Winston Singleton in Los Angeles and Bishop Alfred Singleton in Lansing, Michigan. Remember Bishop Leo Lewis this morning, God. I'm asking you to bless all of the speakers that will be coming out in the next 3.5 weeks, God, for this citywide crusade, God. Anoint them, God. Saturate their hearts, God. Oh, God, let them consecrate themselves where they'll be able to speak under the unction and the spirit of the Holy Ghost, God. Oh, God, let souls come in that are thirsting. Souls that come in that's going to be hungering after your word, God, where they can ask, what must I do to be saved, God? Oh, God, we're looking for souls in this crusade. We're not looking for just a gathering of the saints. Oh, but we're looking to go out into the highways and the hedges and compel men to come that your house may be full. Oh, God, touch men in this city. Touch women in this city. Touch boys and girls in this city, God. Oh, God, and even Chance, God, I bring him before you this morning. This young man, 12 years old, he's seeking you for the fullness, God. Oh, God, don't let him be distracted, Lord God. Don't let him be moved off this rock. We know the rock is you, Jesus. You are a rock, God. Oh, God, and we're standing on that rock that have made promises, that rock that will never be moved, that rock that is strong, that rock that is mighty, that rock, hallelujah, that has healing and deliverance in it. We're standing on the rock this morning. We're standing on your promises, God. You've made us some promises, God. We're standing on Matthew 6:33 this morning. Hallelujah. We're standing on that scripture where you said to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. You told us to take no thought for what we're going to eat. Take no thought for what we're going to drink. Take no thought for what we're going to wear, God. Oh, but Lord, you told us to trust in you. Hallelujah. If you took care of the lilies of the field, surely you can take care of us. Ah, we know that the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell in it, they belong to you, God. Oh, we're standing on your word this morning. We're standing on your word this morning. What can we give you this morning that would be pleasing to you, Lord? What can we give you other than our life, God? Hallelujah. We give you our body. We give you our soul, God. Help us, Lord, to get more spiritual. Help us to get into this word. Help us to seek you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Help us to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. But in all thy ways, we want to acknowledge you, God. We want to acknowledge you, God. For you said if we do those things, hallelujah, you would not die. No, Messiah. Hallelujah. You would lead us. You would guide us into all truth and righteousness. Oh, God, we thank you for every listener this morning. Those that are out in radio land, God, we thank you for them this morning. We thank you for every preacher. We thank you for every pastor. We thank you for the apostles, the prophets. Hallelujah. We thank you for the teachers. We thank you for the evangelists this morning, the fivefold ministry, God. You call called us into this fivefold ministry, God. And who are we to say that it's not in the land today? Who are we to say whom you haven't called today? Oh, God, for we know that many, many are called, but few are chosen, God. Help us to be those chosen vessels. Help us to be those lights, hallelujah, that set on a hill that cannot be hid. Oh, God, we're calling on you this morning. We're calling on you this morning. Help us, Lord God. Keep us in that secret place, God, of the Most High. Hide us in your pavilion, God. Oh, give us the knowledge to know that we can take dominion over everything in this land. You gave us dominion. You gave man dominion over the seeds, God, over the birds, God, over all creeping things, God. You told us to take the oversight, God. We're taking the oversight that you have given us. God, you said to ask and we shall receive. You said to seek and we shall find. You said to knock and the door shall be open. God, we're doing all of those things that you required of us in your word, God. God, and when we get lonely, when we get depressed, when we get confused and don't know where to go, God, help us to look into the hills from whence cometh our help. We come against the gainsayers. We come against the naysayers. We come against the witches and the warlocks. We come against those that will speak against your people. We come against them in the name of Jesus. We bind them under the power and authority that you have invested in us, God. You have invested in us power. Hallelujah. Power to declare, power to decree, power to bind, and power to loose, God. We bind everything that's unholy. We bind everything that's unrighteous. We bind everything that's not according to your will for our lives, God. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We lifting up love today. We lifting up your love today, God. Create in us a clean heart, God. God, we lifting up love today, God. Because with love have you drawn us. It was love, hallelujah, that drawn us. Hallelujah, help us to demonstrate that same love that you demonstrated to the world, God. Help us to be that light. Oh, we bless you today, God. We give you glory, God. For you alone are worthy of all praise. You're great and you're greatly to be praised. I thank you for this awesome opportunity. The awesome opportunity to share this good news with the people of God. To share this good news with people that don't know you. To share this good news to let them know that they can do all things through Christ. You are the one that strengthens us. We thank you for your grace this morning, your grace this morning, your mercy this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you for the sound mind today. We thank you for that power of love. Hallelujah. Lord, let that love be demonstrated everywhere we go. Help us to keep that common touch. Help us not to look down on our fellow man. Help us to lift him up, God, the way you would lift him up. Hallelujah. Help us to remember that all of our righteousness is as filthy rags. Glory to God. But because of your mercy, because of your grace, because of your tender loving kindness, you looked down upon us one day, God. And you gave us the wonderful, wonderful opportunity to come into this marvelous light. And for that, we say thank you. Remember my household this morning. Remember Nemo, God, as he get ready to embark upon his senior year in high school. Remember Miss Tamika. Remember Edward and Dion. Remember the Anaya, God. Hallelujah, and all the daughter, God. I'm asking you to cover them with your blood, God. Give Nina and mine this year, God, to concentrate fully on his studies, God. where he'll be able to walk across the stage in the year to come, 2015, God. You allow me, God, the blessing to see the girls graduate, and he is the male, God. Now, God, the same grace that you gave those girls to graduate from high school, God, I'm asking you to give him a double portion of that grace because he's a young man, God. Ah, yeah, no, no, no. Sometimes we lose focus. Hallelujah, Lord God. So I'm praying for me, oh God. Encourage his heart, God. And I bless you, God, for him making the decision to stay in Stockton and finish his senior year. Oh God, I bless you for these children. Remember my grandchildren. Remember my great-grandchildren, God. You said our seed would be blessed, God. I thank you for the seed that is yet in the earth, God, that is yet in the earth. And all of those boys and girls that are going back to school this month, God, give them a special grace, God. Let your blood cover them while they're in the schoolhouse, God, while they're on the yard, while you're, as they're going to and fro on the different buses and the different transportation, God. Let your angels encamp around them, God. Bless the teachers, God. Bless the counselors, God. Bless the principals, God. Bless the bus drivers, Lord God. Bless the coaches that coach the activities. For physical fitness, God. Oh, God, we bless you today, God. God, raise these children up, God. Oh, let there be no school shootings. Oh, God, but help us to return back to prayer, God. Help them, Lord God, where they can pray every day, God, that you would cover them with your blood, cover them with your word, and cover them with your love, God. We ask all these blessings in the mighty, matchless, awesome name of our Lord and Savior. Remember Minister Billy Burns and her husband that host this Saturday segment, God. And all of the speakers that's coming this month to speak on this subject, empowering souls for destiny, God. Remember them, Pastor Beatrice, Lady Antoinette Halton, Pastor Tajana Logan, God, Dr. Winston Singleton, God. There you're no Messiah. Pastor Beatrice Martin, there you're no Messiah. Hallelujah, Apostle Anthony Hill, God, bless him as he traveled. Hallelujah, doing impartation, apostolic revivals all over this nation, baptizing in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for it, and we give you glory. Bless this week, and bless every speaker that come on to minister, God. Those that came on last week, give them a special anointing, God, in the name of Jesus, and everybody that's traveling to this citywide crusade that's making the sacrifice, hallelujah, that have heard the clarion call, God. I'm asking you, Lord, to grant them peace. God, remember Pastor Gloria Smith as I go to visit her this morning and fellowship with her, God. Bless her, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Oh, amen, amen. That was a blessing. Praise the Lord. Sister Dawn, we thank you for being on, and Jarvis, and Sister Renita brought a guest with her today. I'm over your line a minute, Sister Renita. Is she there with you? I need to know her name again.
Medea.
Oh, Labia, did you have anything you wanted to say? We thank you so much for tuning in with us today for Sunday morning prayer.
Oh, I was blessed.
You were blessed.
You all covered it all. Yeah. Between Renita, yourself, and last speaker, everything was covered.
That's our founder and host of the broadcast, Evangelist Bernard. The Lord sent her and said, go all. Well, she's back in New Orleans, our hometown.
Okay.
So we thank you so very much. And how do you spell your name before we get off?
M-E-D-E-A.
Okay, W-E-D-D-O. We thank you so very much for tuning in. We thank you, Sister.
M-E-D-E-A.
I'm sorry.
Hello?
What was it? What was it?
N-E-D-E-A.
Oh, N-E-D-E-A. Okay.
You got to speak up, Madeira. I don't think she can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Mary Edward David Edward Apple.
Hello?
Yes, I heard that. Mary.
That's how you spell it. It's not Madea, but it's Madea, M-E.
Oh, N-E-D-E-A. Well, God bless, and thank you so very much, Sister Rita. And we go close out with the prayer. We thank Evangelist Bernard for coming on. That was our founding host.
Yes.
Brought the last prayer in. Sister Dawn, God bless. So we're going to close out, and we thank you. Please come on again as the Lord leads you. And we're going to close out with Hide Me.
Lord, hide me in thy glory, in the secret place of your holiness and grace. That's where I worship, in thy presence. Bless your name and give you reverence. Hide me where the hands of mercy covers me from the enemy. Oh, hide me from circumstance. Hide me when I want to take one more chance. I need you to hide me when my strength is weak. Hide me when my eyes want to take one more glance. Oh, hide me. Lord, I need you to hide me. Somebody lift those hands and worship the devil. Lord, hide me in thy glory, in the secret place of your holiness and grace. That's where I worship in thy presence. I'll bless your name and give you reverence. I need you to hide me where the hands of mercy, baby. Ooh, cover me from the enemy. I want you to hide. one more glance. Oh, I see. Oh, my God. I need you to hide me. I'm asking you to hide me.
Sunday. We're going to close out.